Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please make sure the volume of this podcast is set perfectly to your listening enjoyment. Please take your seat, whether that's on the treadmill, car, sofa, or bed, and buckle in for the last trip. My name is Jamie Beebe, and I'll be your tour guide, recreating someone's last days in paradise. On behalf of myself and everyone behind the scenes, please enjoy the Last Trip podcast. And because nobody likes a long flight to get to where they want to be, let's prepare for takeoff. Dilek Ertek wanted to celebrate her 70th birthday on Bora Bora during a cruise with her Swiss lover, 74-year-old Artur Fuchberger. Dilek was a well-known socialite and wealthy Turkish distributor for the jewelry brand Tiffany & Company. What should have been an amazing vacation cruising the high seas ended in tragedy when Dilek vanished from the boat on October 26, 2022. While accidents happen and people have fallen from cruise ships before, this case doesn't exactly add up to an accident. What happened to Dilek Ertek? I've been on several cruise ships, and I can tell you, it's not really my thing. Most people either love them or hate them. So here are some pros and cons. What I liked was that I was able to visit a bunch of places in a relatively short amount of time, kind of like sample traveling. If you only have a week or two off work and want to see more of the world, a cruise is probably the easiest way to do it. But you really won't have much time in each location for exploring, so you have to pick what you want to see and do most at each location. Also, there's no flexibility. If you really like a destination, you can't just change your travel plans and stay an extra day, like you could if you were backpacking or road tripping. I personally didn't like feeling stuck on the ship, probably because I went with my ex. He was kind of an obnoxious drinker, and the alcohol is free-flowing on those ships. So I had to share a very tiny cabin with a drunk man-child for way too long. I also wasn't a fan of all the additional prices they added on. I like to know the full total price before I buy things. The total price I found online included transportation, accommodations, and basic food. So I thought at first it was a good deal. But if you want drinks, that's an add-on. Non-buffet food is an add-on. Internet is an add-on. Pretty much anything beyond basic is an add-on. And it adds up quickly. But a lot of people absolutely love going on cruises. First of all, they're really convenient. A cruise is an all-in-one vacation experience with accommodation, meals, entertainment, and transportation to various destinations. They visit multiple ports, which allows people to experience different locations and cultures in one trip without the hassle of packing and unpacking multiple times, or figuring out different modes of transportation. Cruise ships are like giant floating resorts. They offer a wide range of activities and amenities like pools, spas, theaters, casinos, fitness centers, and various dining options. There are also live shows, concerts, comedy acts, movies, and themed parties. So there's always something to do. And cruises attract people from all over the world. So there's an opportunity to meet new people and make friends through organized events and group activities. You could even find the love of your life on a cruise ship. You never know. The views from a cruise ship are like nothing else in the world. The ocean, coastlines, sunrises, and sunsets are all things that just can't be experienced from land. And with everything taken care of, many people are able to just sit back, relax, and unwind. Not everyone wants the added responsibility of planning and figuring out their vacation plans, and would rather have it all laid out for them. Cruises are also very family-friendly, with many of them offering programs and activities tailored for kids and teens, so parents can get a little time to themselves. You're the only one that can determine if a cruise is the right vacation style for you. But if you haven't been, I definitely suggest you give it a try, because there's no wrong way to travel. Just get out there and do it. Our victim today, Dilek Ertek, loved to travel, and spent a lot of time taking luxury vacations and cruises. Let's get to know a little bit more about her. Dilek Ertek was born in 1953 in Istanbul and studied at the Austrian High School. And she's always been an overachiever and extremely hard worker, even choosing to work as a ballet instructor throughout high school. She then went to Mimar Sinan University and studied in the Department of Architecture. During college, she earned money by making pictures, patterns, and designs on silk. And it took off, becoming her first business. And this mindset of paving her own way continued throughout her life. After graduation, she went on to study at the Gemological Institute of America in New York City, which jump-started her successful career in jewelry. She married businessman Hussein Yalçınkaya in 1982, having one son, Gökçe Atuk. While married and raising her son, she began building her fortune in 1995 when she opened the first Tiffany & Company store in Istanbul, Turkey. And it was extremely successful. She eventually went on to serve as the key distributor of the brand's luxury jewels in her home country for more than two decades. And because she loved art, antiques, and being a business owner, she also owned an antique shop. She skyrocketed into her life as a jewelry distributor and socialite. She is well known and well liked by others in the business and throughout her social circles. She soon became one of the most respected business names in Turkey and a beloved figure in high society. She was known to be kind, polite, social, and overall a very happy, sincere, and good-natured person. She wasn't much of a drinker or partier, but she did love to spend her time traveling and taking luxury vacations. Going on holidays was her passion, sparing no expense. And as she got older, she began to travel more and more. Unfortunately, her marriage didn't last, and they divorced in 2004. Dilek and her only son were extremely close, and he followed in her footsteps, eventually becoming a managing director at Tiffany's. Dilek never remarried after her first husband, but she did take a lover. His name was Arthur Fuchsberger, and he was a very wealthy Swiss architect. They were together for many years before they planned that final cruise to celebrate her 70th birthday. Not much is known about Arthur, and many newspapers only named him by his initials, AF, keeping his privacy. But it was known that he was a widow with four grown daughters and resided in Switzerland. And he is a big part of the mystery in this case. Many of the things he did before and after Dilek went missing were very suspicious. But it was after he was questioned by police and let go that things took a turn no one would have seen coming. Let's start with the facts. Dilek and her Swiss lover boarded the Norwegian Spirit cruise ship leaving Honolulu, Hawaii on October 19, 2022. The plan was to sail through, stopping at several ports along the way, and end up in Bora Bora on October 29th to celebrate Dilek's 70th birthday there. This should have been an amazing romantic trip for the couple. They'd been together for many years and had traveled often throughout that time. But from the very beginning, it's possible something was a little off. Just 2 days before Dilek went missing, a couple from Michigan said they witnessed some odd exchanges between Dilek and Arthur. And they said they saw a series of unsettling events while on the ship. Stephen and Jessica Bennett were celebrating their honeymoon on board the cruise. And when they docked in Maui for the day on October 23rd, they went off to explore with a majority of the cruise ship guests, including Dilek and Arthur. In order to get to land, the guests had to travel to the island on a tender, which is a small boat used to transport passengers to and from the ship. On one of the tenders returning to the ship, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett sat next to Dilek and Arthur. They later told authorities, "When I saw him, he looked very disheveled. She was sitting in the aisle looking miserable. He offered his seat to her when he noticed she was sitting in the aisle, but she refused. They did not speak the entire 20-minute ride, which I found odd." I don't think most people would notice an interaction like that and think much of it. But when Artur was being questioned after Dalek went missing, the couple recognized him and remembered the strange boat ride. By now, the ship was in its second day of four straight days at sea. But the boat ride back from Maui was quite possibly the last known sighting of Dalek, and the last time she was on land. The next day, October 25th, Artur later told authorities that Dalek felt seasick and had an upset stomach, so she stayed in the room to rest. And this story matched with the CCTV footage on board, which didn't show Dalek anywhere outside of her room. What the CCTV footage did later show authorities was a person, possibly Dalek, falling from the 11th floor of the ship around 3 a.m. on the morning of October 26th. So far, this story sounds like there was some kind of an accident and Dalek fell overboard. It's happened before on these cruise ships. But this is where things don't add up and the mystery begins. Because Artur didn't report Dalek missing until 20 hours later. Now, I've been on a couple cruises, like I said, and it's almost impossible to avoid the person you're staying with. Trust me. After about 2 hours on board with my ex, I tried any way I could to avoid him. So 20 hours go by, and Artur finally alerts the ship officers, telling them his partner and roommate has gone missing. This is so suspicious because they were staying in the same cabin. I believe he had to have known earlier that she was missing. Even if he had gone to bed and slept most of that time, wouldn't he wonder why she never came to bed that night? And he said that she felt seasick. Where could she have gone? He never saw her at meals or any of the numerous activities on board in those 20 hours. It's definitely fishy. A search for Dalek was immediately organized on the boat. Passengers were never directly informed that someone was missing or could have fallen overboard. Instead, staff called over the PA system at least 5 or 6 times that night, asking for Dalek to report to guest services. They also went cabin to cabin with a printed photo of her and asked if anyone had seen her, and they searched the cabins. During this time, Artur was kept under observation by the officers in a separate cabin because they were suspicious of him. The honeymooning couple from Michigan also said it was so unsettling. He was being questioned by at least 2 officers and 4 security guards at the same time. One of the officers was frustrated with him because she said he kept contradicting himself. She asked him when he last saw her, and he said yesterday evening. She said, "That's not what you said earlier." He was very animated, and so were the officers, so naturally it caught our attention. We could also see them passing out printed pictures of her to security workers. After a 4-hour search on the boat, they looked at the CCTV footage and realized someone had fallen overboard. So that's when they notified the Coast Guard. A search for her body was organized immediately, but it was too late, and no sign of her was ever found. They kept Artur under observation for the next 3 days on the boat until they docked in Tahiti, where he was then questioned by Tahitian police before ultimately being released due to lack of evidence. Dalek's son, Gotye, rushed to Tahiti as soon as he found out his mother was missing. He urged police to continue questioning Artur, but they let him go. And he returned to Switzerland immediately after being released. And I'll tell you more about what happened when Artur went back to Switzerland in a minute, because it only further adds to the mystery in this case. Many people were suspicious of Artur from the very beginning because it took him 20 hours to report Dalek missing. The Turkish newspaper, Sabah, cited a local officer saying in social media that, assuming the couple were staying in the same cabin, he found it very suspicious that the missing situation was not reported. Because on cruise ships, daily activities and entertainment are organized frequently, and everyone is in contact with each other. People who don't hear from each other inform the front desk and make an announcement. So it's confusing that the news of the disappearance was given 20 hours later. And that wasn't the only suspicious thing in this case. Dalek's family felt the investigation was botched because her room was never sealed and searched for evidence. In fact, when they docked at the next port and the next group of people came in, the room was reoccupied. While there were no outward signs of a struggle caught on camera at the time of the incident, authorities should have searched for evidence of blood, prints, and possibly tissue samples as a result of a possible altercation in the cabin before it was cleaned and occupied again. Dilek's family claimed that Tahitian authorities not only didn't search the room properly, but they were just going through the motions because her death happened outside their jurisdiction in international waters, saying essentially they didn't care because it wasn't really their problem. Adding to the mystery was the CCTV footage. We know it shows someone going overboard from the 11th floor at about 3 a.m. on October 26th. Dilek was the only one missing, so it seems pretty cut and dry. She either accidentally or on purpose went overboard. Except there are safety precautions in place so that doesn't happen. An unnamed officer working on the Norwegian Spirit cruise ship spoke out about Dilek's death on social media, saying, "Safety on board is a really important issue. Precautions are taken into consideration from the ship building phase. Balconies are made entirely of glass and have railings. Their height easily reaches the chest level of a medium-sized person. It is not possible to fall. In order to jump, you need to make an effort because it is not easy to put your foot on the balcony. You would have to get on a chair. It's also unlikely that someone intoxicated would fall." Now, the reason this is so interesting is that Dilek was only about 5 feet 1 inch tall. The glass was 3 feet high with a railing on top. There's no way she could have climbed up and over without help or a chair or something to stand on. And nothing was found that would have helped her over the railing. Then, after Dilek's disappearance, when her son received her things from her room, he said that all her jewelry had disappeared from her cabin and was never returned to him, leaving the question, what happened to her jewelry? When authorities couldn't find a body after 20 days, her son organized a funeral ceremony in absentia for his mom at a mosque in Turkey, making this statement to the press. "We are very upset. We are trying to pull ourselves together. Since it is a criminal process, it can take a few years to conclude." So you're probably thinking, wow, this story keeps getting more suspicious. Now let's get back to Dilek's Swiss lover, Artur. After he was released from questioning, he went back to Switzerland and was never heard from again. And I mean, never heard from again. Dilek's lover also went missing after returning to Switzerland. No one has been able to find him, and after 3 months, his four daughters gave up hope in finding him, and his case was then recorded as a suspicious death. I don't know too much about Swiss law, but I imagine they had to have some kind of reason to consider him dead. So after those 3 months, his daughters filed paperwork with a lawyer to start the inheritance process, because he was quite wealthy when he disappeared. Let's discuss the theories in this case after a message from our sponsors. Hey guys, let's get real about getting older. I'm in my 40s and feel like I'm in the prime of my life, but I want to look like I'm in my prime too. And that's why I go to Dr. Rahi. She's an integrative aesthetics specialist. And when I say she does it all, I mean she does it all. She wipes out wrinkles, tightens your skin, has customized facials, non-surgical facelifts, acupuncture, helps with weight loss, nutrition, hormone therapy, hypnosis, everyday skincare, and more. Her gorgeous office is located on Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles, and she's available for consultations and appointments now. But if you're not in Los Angeles, you've still got access to the best skincare and weight loss products that really work. And it's all located at drrahi.com. Yep, no matter where in the world you are, you have access to the best skincare and weight loss products out there at drrahi.com. And for listening to The Last Trip, Dr. Rahi is offering 10% off all orders at drrahi.com if you use code BB at checkout. That's drrahi.com, drrahi.com, and use code BB, that's B-E-E-B-E, at checkout for 10% off your entire order. Check it out now, because while you're not getting any younger, you can look like you are.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit nocd.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's nocd.com.
There are a bunch of twists and turns and things that just don't add up in this case. And no solid answers about what happened to Dialek Ertek or her Swiss lover, Arthur Fuchsberg. Let's recap. Dialek and her lover, Arthur, go on a cruise to celebrate Dialek's upcoming 70th birthday. CCTV footage shows a body falling overboard. And 20 hours later, Arthur reports Dialek missing. But she was too short to go over the railing on her own, and we later find out that her jewelry was also missing. Arthur was questioned and let go, and then he also disappeared and has never been found. Her family fully suspects foul play, and they put the blame on Arthur. But why would Arthur kill Dialek? Her jewelry was missing, but maybe she had it on when she went overboard. And he wouldn't benefit from her death financially. She was worth millions, but he wouldn't get any of it. And he was also very wealthy. The only reason I can think of is that they had a fight, something happened, she ended up dead, so he threw her overboard. And cruise ship is a great place to commit a murder. It's different from a murder on the mainland, because there's jurisdiction confusion, border confusion on the high seas, international waters, uncertainty of authority, and security conditions. So, ultimately, it's more difficult to solve a murder on a cruise ship. Not to mention, throwing a body overboard is likely to never be found. Could it have been an accident? Anything's possible, but I just can't see how she could have gone over that railing accidentally. None of her friends believe it could have been a suicide. They said she had a happy and peaceful life. There was no note left behind, and again, how would she have gotten over the railing? Even if she was in great shape, it would be impossible to hoist herself up and over the railing without using something to stand on. The major turn in this case for me was when Arthur went missing too. Is it possible the couple faked their deaths to live a simple life somewhere together? I think it's possible. Neither of their bodies were ever found. Both their disappearances are extremely suspicious. And they both had huge sums of money that they could have been saving up for years to be able to pull this off. The couple never married, but were together for many years. Maybe their families didn't support their relationship, so they did what they felt they had to do so they could live out their last years together. Or maybe they were just tired of their lives and wanted to start over. Without finding a body or any more clues, this case is at a standstill. But I'd like to believe they faked their deaths and are out there somewhere together, living happily ever after. Are cruise ships safe? Well, if you listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, you've probably heard quite a few episodes that take place on cruise ships. But what are the statistics? The exact number of people who go missing from cruise ships each year is unknown, and this is because cruise ships don't always report missing people so they can preserve their reputation. Some estimates online are as high as 200 people missing from cruise ships each year. But according to the Maritime Injury Guide, only about 400 people have gone missing from cruise ships in the last 20 years. And between 2007 and 2021, there were 32 reported cases of homicide and suspicious deaths. In 2023, Carnival Cruise Line had the most criminal incidents, followed by Royal Caribbean, then Disney. Beyond the crime statistics, I'm sure most of you have seen Titanic. But within the last 111 years, just over 20 cruise ships and ocean liners have sunk. To put that in perspective, there have been a total of 1,918 accidents involving jet airliners in the last 100 years. So overall, cruise ships have a low accident rate compared to other forms of travel. The number of fatalities on cruise ships is very low. Outbreaks of illnesses have occurred on cruise ships, but the instances are actually pretty low because cruise lines have strict hygiene protocols and are required to report any outbreaks to health authorities. Cruise ships must also comply with international safety regulations, including the International Convention for the Safety of Life at Sea, known as SOLAS, which sets standards for construction, equipment, and operation. Crew members undergo rigorous training in safety and emergency procedures, including fire drills, lifeboat drills, and crowd management. After the Titanic sank, cruise ships are now equipped with enough lifeboats and life jackets for all passengers and crew. And regular drills are conducted to ensure everyone knows what to do in an emergency. Cruise ships also have security measures in place, like surveillance cameras, security personnel, and screening procedures for passengers and luggage. Cruise ships are equipped with advanced fire detection and suppression systems, including smoke detectors, sprinklers, and fire doors. So cruising is generally considered a safe way to travel, especially given all the safety measures and regulations in place. But people do fall overboard, and there are safety protocols if that happens too. If someone is seen falling overboard, there's a security system in place called Man Overboard, or the MOB. When someone falls into the water, the MOB button is pressed. A distinct sound or announcement is made over the ship's public address system. The ship's crew initiates emergency procedures, including stopping the ship and executing a Williamson turn or similar maneuver to quickly return to the spot where the person fell overboard. Lookouts are posted and the crew scans the water for signs of the person. Lifeboats or fast rescue boats are launched to search for and recover the person in the water. Life rings, flotation devices, or man overboard markers with lights and smoke signals are deployed to aid in the search and provide the person with flotation support. The ship might use radar, spotlights, and other equipment to assist in locating the person, as well as communicating with potential nearby vessels and maritime authorities for more assistance. Of course, none of that could be used when Dilek went overboard because no one saw her fall and she wasn't reported missing for 20 hours. By then, the ship was too far from where she possibly could have been in the ocean, and that was the biggest obstacle they faced in finding her. If someone falls overboard, the chance of survival is slim. Falling from a significant height can result in serious injuries upon impact with the water, such as broken bones, concussions, or internal injuries, which can impair the person's ability to stay afloat or call for help. The most immediate and significant risk is drowning, especially if that person is not a strong swimmer or they're injured during the fall. If the water is cold, the person can quickly suffer from hypothermia, which is fatal if not promptly treated. Ocean currents can easily carry a person far from the ship, making it difficult for rescue teams to locate and reach them in time. And although very rare, there is a risk of encounters with marine life, like sharks. If you make it through the fall and are able to keep yourself afloat, exhaustion will likely set in pretty fast. Treading water for an extended period is hard, even for the most healthy and experienced swimmers. Also, prolonged exposure to sun and seawater can lead to dehydration and sunburn, further weakening a person. Given all these dangers, falling overboard on a cruise ship is often, but not always, fatal. So, how can you stay safe on a cruise ship? First, attend and pay attention to the muster drill. It's at the beginning of every cruise, and they provide crucial information about emergency procedures. Take time to learn the layout of the ship, including the locations of lifeboats, emergency exits, and your muster station, which is a designated location on the cruise ship where passengers must gather in case of an emergency, like an evacuation. Use the in-room safe to store your valuables and keep your cabin locked when you're not there. Criminals are everywhere, even on cruise ships. Always follow the exact instructions of the crew, especially during emergencies or drills. They are trained and know what they're doing, so don't question them. Please, 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 and I can't say this enough, drink responsibly. So many accidents and crimes happen when people overdrink. Be especially careful on open decks and avoid leaning over or sitting on railings, especially at night or during bad weather or rough seas. Use sunscreen, wear hats, and stay hydrated to prevent sunburn and dehydration. That sun can sneak up on you before you know it and cause major problems. No one wants a sunburn to ruin their vacation or their vacation photos. Wash your hands frequently and use hand sanitizers. Remember that you're on a boat with all the same people for days and days. Everyone is touching everything, and you want to avoid any illnesses that might start to spread. And guys, use common sense. Don't overcrowd elevators. Watch out for wet decks or uneven surfaces. Report anything that you feel is suspicious or seems unsafe, and stay aware of what's going on around you. And remember, no matter where you're traveling, make sure you inform someone about your plans before going anywhere. And this includes a cruise ship. Let the people you're traveling with know what you're up to for the day. Use the buddy system. And have regular check-ins to make sure everyone is accounted for. And my number one tip to staying alive on vacation is to pay attention to your gut. If something doesn't feel right, it isn't. Dilek Airtech was on a cruise in the Pacific Ocean when she went missing. Cruise ship CCTV showed someone going overboard around 3 a.m. on October 26, 2022. She was 69 years old at the time of her disappearance, 5 feet 1 inches tall, with a slim to average build, shoulder-length brown hair, and brown eyes. She was traveling with 74-year-old Arthur Fuchberger, who also went missing after traveling back to his home country of Switzerland. If you have any information or know the whereabouts of either Dilek Airtech or Arthur Fuchberger, please reach out to your local authorities. And finally, remember to leave a review and rate this podcast 5 stars if you like the show, or hell, even if you don't. But either way, feel free to let me know what you think. Please follow The Last Trip on Instagram at The Last Trip Crime Pod and subscribe on Patreon to support the show. You'll get extra research, videos, photos, and updates, and even learn more about my personal travels. That's patreon.com/The Last Trip Podcast. I'm Jamie Beebe, bringing you your last trip and signing off until the next one. Thanks for listening.